Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best, Colorado Springs Gold Winner. Well, welcome everybody to the Jay Garvin Show, and if you're joining me live, we are exactly 1 week away from Independence Day and 4th of July. It's upon us fast. Next Friday, we will celebrate our 249th year of independence in the United States, and I'm joining you as the host of the Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Jay Garvin, and I want to welcome you. You tell me if you're listening locally whether these clouds are going to burst out rain today. They sure are where I am on the south part of town. And you can get a hold of me personally at 719-330-1457, 719-330-1457. You also can go to ChurchillColorado.com. That's ChurchillColorado.com. It will show you the local Churchill Mortgage team and my little mugshot. You can click on it and I can answer any questions that you have, home and mortgage related. We've been doing this show for quite a while now, and I come to the microphone here as a licensed loan originator, very proud and exciting member of the Churchill Mortgage team right here in Colorado Springs. We work on a debt-free home living approach, which is kind of like working from a jumbo shrimp or government efficiency angle. It's kind of an oxymoron, but I teach you not only to purchase a home, but in a higher level of satisfaction, own that home outright so the bank doesn't own it, simply letting you sleep in it at night. Now, in America, one of my clients told me recently that you never really own your home because after you pay off your mortgage, you still owe the county and the government for your taxes, which is getting more and more, and now insurance and premium increase is crazy as well. I've got one of the best insurance agents that I work with here on the program, Rick Gillett. If you're frustrated with your insurance, just call me at 719-330-1457. I will introduce you to him and his team. I love and have been a member of USAA as a retired Army service member for 38 years now, but Rick Gillett cut my home premium in half from $5,400 a year down to $2,600 with the same deductions and coverage limits. So he can help you too. Call me at 719-330-1457. My goal here is to help you in all things real estate, all things mortgage, actually all things budgeting, retirement, and I've even bridged into the financial conversation of the markets that I'm going to talk about today, where real estate has led the trend of appreciation and the most secure investment. But the stock market is looking pretty good as we are sitting on the cusp of the dawn of the golden age that this administration, the mega Trump administration, will tell you that we're heading into. But more of that to come. As I stand before you, I'm going to pop my Saturday morning energy drink. And I've got a great conversation for you today. I've got a great guest for you today. So with the drum roll, Matt, let's head into it. Today's conversation is all about real estate realities. Now, as I take a sip of energy drink and share that with you, that's actually the name of a radio show podcast of one of my best friends, Justin Hermes, who does quite well here on the podcast and KRDO Studios. I just happened to introduce him to radio, and like most things I introduce to my great friends, they somehow make it better than I do. But today I'm going to be talking about real estate realities, comparing the 10 hottest real estate markets against the 10 coldest real estate markets, and why those real estate realities exist. Why do we have some states, some regions, some cities that differ dramatically in the value, the appreciation, and the advantage of holding real estate as opposed to the opposite? So what I found in this conversation, because I read a lot of articles, at least 15 to 50 on any given week, depending on my workload. And lately, my workload's been pretty strong, as you are now calling far more often into Churchill Mortgage right here in Colorado Springs. I would love to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. David, I appreciate you calling me. And then also, out of not nowhere, but by surprise, Jordan, I appreciate you calling today. And then also, I had a surprise conversation with a longtime radio listener, Gordon. So, when I'm not responding, which I always do directly to you, so many people have called and said they're surprised to speak with me, but here at Churchill Mortgage, it's myself and my very close friend, Ken Smith, who is actually turning 65 years old today. Happy birthday, Kenneth Gerard Smith. I'm sharing with you the fact that in the real estate market, things differ immensely from municipal to municipal and state to state. That's a broad generality. But when I search on the internet, I can look at the real estate markets that are the best and real estate markets that are the worst, but that's defined in so many different ways with so many people that have an interested benefit of promoting their market. There's the HMI, which is the Home Market Index. There is the actual ranking by the number of sales, which is skewed because your larger cities are always going to have more sales than your smaller cities. There is a different ranking by value, which also is skewed from your large markets to small markets. But if you get into the finite detail and you see the percent of increase, the percent by population of how much your city is growing, and that usually coincides very directly with the value, the increased home price, and the opposite, the same. If you have real estate markets that are strong or weak, they usually just look at three or four key indicators. And right now, it's a supply and demand thing, as it has always been. See, the number one difference between hot markets and cold markets is actually the inventory. Because when your inventory is low, that drives values up, affordability down, and there's many contributing factors to that. That inventory, based on a lot of different things, how many houses are being built, what are the building codes? God knows we're familiar with that with Pikes Peak Regional Building Department. I call them, lovingly, I have many of you that listen, but it is the Housing Network program of bureaucracy and permits. And when that slows down, you have less permits, less construction, less inventory, and if you couple that with actual migration of people moving in or out of that city, then you come up with a formula of value, expense, or affordability. So, with all of that being said here in this first segment, I want to tell you some of the hottest real estate markets right now from order of this home market index is what I want to focus on. But don't go anywhere, because I'm going to jump right into the 10 hottest real estate markets as determined by the HMI, the Home Market Index, right after this. Call me at 719-330-1457 to start your next purchase or refinance mortgage with me personally, right at Churchill Mortgage. Back after these important messages.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your Home and Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Hey, where's the beef?
Well, thanks so much for sticking with me. I am Jay. I'm your friend, celebrating the last weekend with you in June. Before we go into the Independence Week, I like to call it, I'm putting up all of my beautiful American flag regalia today and this weekend. I love Independence Day. It is my favorite holiday, second only to Easter and the rising of our Christ, Jesus Christ. And I want to share with you that today you and I are talking about the hottest real estate markets compared to the coldest real estate markets in the United States and the real estate realities of the separation. And the list of the hottest real estate markets in order starts with Charleston, North Carolina, Houston, or, you know, the Woodlands and Sugarland, Texas, St. Louis, Columbia, South Carolina, Greeley, Colorado's on there, Greenville, South Carolina, San Antonio, Texas, and New Braunfels metropolitan area. Actually, Detroit and Warren and Dearborn, Michigan, Kansas City, Missouri, and also a small portion in Kansas, Charlotte, North Carolina, Indianapolis, Indiana. Interesting one here because it's on both lists of the hottest and the coldest. Phoenix and Scottsdale, Arizona, Boise, Idaho, Orlando, Florida, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Fort Collins, Colorado, actually Colorado Springs at number 19, and then Salt Lake City and Oklahoma tied for 20th, tying out the top 20. Now, I shared in the first segment that this is all over the map. There were some Texas cities on there, some Florida cities on there. We're also on the 10 U.S. cities where prices are dropping the most. There was not a direct comparative list of the top 10 or 20 metropolitan areas that prices are growing the most, because that's more fluid, and when you have listings, they appear to be higher, but you have a 30-day delay after the house is under contract to see what the actual purchase price was compared to the listing price. But for houses in markets that are dropping the most, it's simple. And here is the list. Just like I told you on the top 20, the houses where the prices are dropping the most is Phoenix, Arizona. Then you have Northport, Florida. You have Tampa, Florida. Cape Coral, Florida. These are all homes in Florida to my peeps Ken and Julie. Jacksonville, Florida, where my brother lives. Denver, Colorado. Palm Bay, Florida. Deltona, Florida. Austin, Texas. Charleston, South Carolina. So those are the top 10. And one thing that's interesting, I found it very interesting, that Denver was on the list of cities that had house prices or the home market index in many cases dropping the most. And then Colorado Springs, Greeley, Fort Collins were all on the highest rise. A side note is that Boulder was just outside, like number 16 on the fastest dropping. And notice that Denver, Colorado was the only city that was not in the Sun Belt on that list. All of them in Arizona, Florida, Texas, or Carolina are all in the Sun Belt, which is interesting. These are also not all of, but some of the most contentious states in the last election as well. But Denver was the only city included outside the Sun Belt for the markets that have dropped in house prices the most. And it's interesting because, like I told you, it all falls into place underneath the category of supply and demand. It's what I've talked about for the last 10 years of why houses have gone up so much in value, because of supply and demand, the inventory in Colorado, and then even around the entire country, especially in 2019, 20, 21, when we had the effect of the pandemic and a large influx of millennials coming into this market. There simply wasn't enough homes when you had less than 800 homes on the entire market of Colorado Springs. And then if you look at the statistics right now that I go over with Bill McAfee every month, statistically in May, it showed there was more than 3,674 properties available in El Paso County, Pikes Peak region, and that's more than there have been in 10 years. But when I look at Realtor.com today, before I came into the show, it's showing more than 4,800 homes, and that is a 13-year high all the way from 2012. And Denver's inventory has literally went up higher than most of the other cities in the entire list, where they have a 65% jump in inventory. And to give you some comparisons, Phoenix, Arizona, which is the most depreciating market, oversaturated market, they've only got a 33% increase in inventory. Northport, Florida has a 32%. Tampa, Florida has a 32% increase in inventory. Cape Coral has an increase of 41%. Jacksonville, 35%. Palm Bay, Florida, 28%. Deltona, Florida, 31%. Austin, 25%. And then, boom, Denver, 65%. And it's crazy to ask, why in the world is that? And the most important reason is that Denver has a lot of new inventory coming on the market. At the same time, they've got an affordability issue because not only have they started to max out with a median price in the range of $570,000, a ceiling of affordability where the salaries by comparison percentage is knocking out a large number of the residents from owning the homes in their own community in Denver. But also, there is a substantial catastrophe going on in Denver and all of Colorado, for that matter, in insurance affordability, which is part of home affordability. I mean, insurance costs are the highest in the nation in Florida. And then California's right behind them with all of their challenges, but then Texas and actually Oklahoma are right behind them, and then Colorado. But Colorado prices have increased much faster, especially in Denver than in Texas, especially Oklahoma, but even in Florida and California in a statewide percentage, Colorado's been disproportionately high. So it's all of those factors going in, and with Denver itself, and I'm still researching into this, Denver has, as of this report, and it's in the first quarter of 2025, not in June where we keep up to date in a very recent fashion down here in the Pikes Peak region, has over 10,000 homes on the market, and that is a 99.6, basically a 100% increase in inventory from the long-run average just in April of this year. So the inventory has shot up very, very high, and there are endless conversations as to why that is. But then just less than 60 miles south, Colorado Springs is a market where, compared to Denver, where they've lost 12 to 15% value in their median price home, Colorado Springs year-to-date, as I discussed in last week's show, year-to-date, the median house price in Colorado is up 2.8%. So that's a 15% difference. And it's crazy because Colorado Springs' average price is $566,000 and the median price is $490,000. I mean, with the average price, Colorado Springs now is within $20,000 to $40,000 of Denver. And that's a good thing for owners, but not a good thing for sellers. So there are many reasons, which I'm going to capitalize later on the show, why Colorado Springs continues to flourish while Denver and other cities do not. So the reality here is that when you look at the difference in a hot market or a cold market, inventory is the biggest indicator in all 10 of those cities, from Phoenix all the way through Denver, all the way through Florida. You saw inventory increases from 30 to literally 100%. And in Colorado Springs, we've had growth, but Colorado Springs has about a 30% inventory, but proportionately a much smaller pool of homes to choose from than, say, Phoenix, Arizona, or Denver. And Colorado Springs continually attracts new home buyers. I just talked to Gordon about his daughter, Rachel, that she is looking right now for a home in Colorado Springs because she's moving from Denver as an engineer. And it's not Texas, it's not California, it's not any other state that has the most people moving into Colorado Springs right now. It's actually our neighbors to the north in Denver that are in the swiftest fashion moving to Colorado Springs. And of course, inventory affects affordability. I think there is 6 months here where we're going to see the remainder of the second quarter and the third quarter in Colorado Springs where our house values, I believe, by the end of July are going to be not up 2.8% from last year, but they will be even. But then also I predict that interest rates are going to be changing dramatically. So if we're talking about the value of your home, if we're talking about it's almost the time to buy, if we're talking about the largest investment you're making in your life, if you are a homeowner, is just that, your home. I'm going to be back to talk more about that, but we're going to talk about how you keep the improvement of your house up to status, and I'm going to do that with a friend of mine, Brad Ward. So don't go anywhere. Call me at 719-330-1457. I'm predicting interest rates are going to start coming down between July and September this year, and then we're going to have a change of supply and demand, consumer sentiment, and activity. So call me right now to get loan approved or at least do research. 719-330-1457. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Housekeeping? Housekeeping.
Well, thanks for sticking with us, talking with you all day. I'm Jay Garvin, The Jay Garvin Show, right here, Home and Mortgage Talk. And we're talking about strong real estate markets compared to weak real estate markets. And with Colorado Springs being one of the strongest, you want to invest in the real estate that you own because the value continues to go up from $150 to $200 to $250 in the most prestigious areas, $350 a square foot. And I've got a good friend of mine, Brad Ward, with Co-Create with me that helps you with your property. Brad, my friend, we're coming on a holiday weekend. You got your hands full with work and family, your girls, all of that. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Okay, good. So tell us, give us an update on Co-Create, because I just shared with you while you were walking in that my friend and most recent referral, Corey, and his wife, Candy, were just impressed with your professionalism. You come to the first meeting and Corey's like, he wanted to bring his architect. And I'm like, you know, that's the way you roll, man, and I appreciate that. Kind of share, what are some of the trends and the things you've got going on with Co-Create right now?
Right now we have a lot of decks, house
patios,
patio covers.
Garages with decks on top. That was Corey and Candy.
Yeah, for sure.
You're like, I don't know if that one's going to be done. People get pretty crazy with these structures they want built, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful thing if they can do it. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's beating the setbacks. So if you're listening at Pikes Peak Regional Building in the city, come on, man. Let these people build their viewing decks, right?
Yeah, and it's bringing an architect to it just makes it that much easier and answers the questions and just makes it seamless.
And you're so chill, but you've got so much reputation, positive reputation in the market, so many people. That's taken years to put together, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. So I think in the last 4 days, I've gotten 8 referrals from people that I've previously worked for.
And now you start to get a logistic issue to make sure that you can respond to those, and you've got an amazing reputation, and that will continue. But
yeah,
that comes with good. Even my wife was talking about, hey, how do good companies move forward? And it's with your contractors.
100%. I think having Caleb, my architect, and having the people that are around me make it easier for me to do what I do and the vision. I think that's by far the most important thing to have around you.
Yeah, and one of the most important things I did when I owned my own mortgage company, Garvin's Mortgage Group, before I teamed up with Churchill, was like the ink was not even dry on the appraisal, and I had that appraiser paid. There was not even a closing that was 15 minutes into it, and I was making sure that the funds were there for my title company and the seller. And it's what you do. You can see your contractors are very important to you. You pay them on time. You have them there making decisions with you rather than lording down on them. Where did you get that from? Because, you know, all contracting companies are not created equal. You have how much history of expertise in the industry?
25 years and counting right now. So I mean, I started at Purdue University in West Lafayette, building construction management, organizational leadership. I've always had a knack for how things are built. It's not so much the finished project. It's more...
putting the pieces
it's
together.
It's the intricacies of how all this goes together. And, you know, just the built environment has always fascinated me.
Yeah, and it's not like chucking a truck. I mean, you are the highest A1 contract. That's the highest level here in the state of Colorado. And you hold that license, which is tremendous. I mean, you work on individuals' houses, but come on, man, you could build buildings. In fact, you are experimenting a little bit down at the airport there in Pueblo. Give a side update on that for fun. Are these hangars going to happen? Or
I don't know. It's
you got caught in the Pueblo red tape, man.
We got caught in the red tape, so I think maybe 2028 before somebody gives me some traction. I'm going to have to keep going to every meeting. And
it's good that you're young. You're young enough, though, man. You're my junior by a decade. So out of Purdue, 25-plus years. But where did the influence come from of you being interested in construction? Because I dabble in projects and handyman and, you know, finishing a deck and finishing a wrought iron gate. But you build structures. Is that something you got from your parents, from your friends, from the Lord Jesus? Where?
Honestly, I think it's just where I'm from is a small conservative town in the Midwest. And I think it was just to instill in you to you get there first. You work all day. You do the right thing. You do right by others. You pay people. And it's just, I've always just...
And you're talking about Indiana.
Yeah, Indiana. Yeah,
yeah, it's how I am in Wisconsin. You know, we don't have much competition here. It's taken me a lot. I'm sure like you do with your girls, I do with my two kids. The biggest thing I gave them is that work ethic. So you're saying you just had that work ethic in your blood, and I got it from my brothers.
Yeah, I think that's where it started. I was mowing yards at 8. You know, it's just like you get up, you do it, you do the right thing for people, you help people out. And I think just taking the stigma away from contractors and the whole mess, like it should be fun. It should be collaborative. You know, this should be a great time to build something as opposed to a cumbersome experience.
Exactly, and one that's just exhausting. And by the way, congratulations. Thanks for the cheers there, Matt. You beat me by 4 years. I thought I was a stud when I started mowing lawns at 12. You started at 8?
8.
You know the crazy thing about mine? Instead of saying congratulations, I come home with, like, a wad of money. And the same day, my mom looks at me. I'm sweating, drinking my lemonade. I walk in, and I've got this money. And she's like, boy, you sure look proud of yourself. And I'm like, wow, I really was until you said that. She's like, well, you're not a real earner until you take care of a family. And I'm 12 years old. I'm like, Mom, lady, give me a break. And you know what my dad did? Mom said you made money cutting the grass today. You should probably pay me some money because it was my lawnmower and my gas.
Yeah, for sure. Same thing. I had him sitting out looking at my lines on the mowing and just doing this to make sure that my lines were straight.
Crossing his line. Yeah. And my dad was hilarious. And we would be watching cartoons and he would huff past us on Saturday morning saying, I don't know why I'm cutting the grass. And here he's got like a 6-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old, an 11-year-old. And I don't know, in Wisconsin, to keep all your toes, they didn't let us start until we were 12. You guys are a little bit crazy there in Indiana.
Yeah, I was always on riding lawnmowers. So
on a rider.
I got put up on it, and then I just couldn't stay. I couldn't put my feet next to it. Yeah.
Whatever, man. Yeah. Cut out that segment, because I pushed it. I literally had to go like 14 blocks, and then this old man made me bag his grass. I used to bag some and throw the rest behind the bushes.
So I got to drive the mower around town. That's how small my town was. I just drove it to the job.
That's fantastic. But now, tell me here, in all of the experience culminating in Co-Create, you've got demands of the season and stuff like that, but what are some of the most exciting projects that you look forward to doing? You do all outside. You don't do anything interior unless it's an exception with a longtime client, correct?
Correct.
So name the top 5 in the last 2 minutes of projects that people come to you for that you really feel you're excited about and you excel in.
Well, I think it goes back to what you're talking about. So the interest rates, people are in their houses now.
Longer, and selling less, improving more.
And I had a customer come back to me from January that was like, hey, we're going to sell our house, thank you, but we don't need a consultation. Came out last week. They want to do a $500,000 remodel because it doesn't make sense for them to buy another house to make it their own. They're going to make the house they're in their own. So I have a lot of people now that I'm looking at full-on house remodels.
Wow.
Because
that's got to be really satisfying because you're changing the whole elevation and structure of their house.
Yeah, we're making it. I mean, we're bidding it to make it theirs, but it's outdoor kitchens. It's patio covers. It's new detached garages with gyms in them.
Yeah.
Office up space upstairs, and it's the interest rates. It doesn't make sense to go buy another house when they can make the one they have their own.
Wow. Okay. I get so excited because I'm a construction guy, a nails and hammer guy. Tell people in the last minute how they can get a hold of you, my friend.
719-644-2508 is my cell phone number. Again, that's 719-644-2508.
And what are you doing for Independence Day? Marlo and I are going up to a wedding. You doing anything special, or you...
It's my birthday.
Wait, what's your birthday?
The 1st. So everybody celebrates. It's Canada Day, so it's their Independence Day, and then everybody celebrates the 4th for my birthday.
Oh, wow.
So,
you know, my wife and I, we have a anniversary right in between, and it's a big 25th anniversary for us this year. But we always forget it because we're running somewhere for 4th of July, and usually we kiss each other on the 5th or the 6th and say we forgot our anniversary, but not this year. Well, I'm going to be the first to say happy birthday, my friend. Thank you so much for being a partner. I've had over a dozen different radio listeners call me and say how professional that you've been on the radio and in the calls that you've made. And the rest of you, don't go anywhere. Remember to call Co-Create and Brad at 719-644-2508. I'm going to be back and sum up the whole conversation about the strongest real estate markets compared to the weakest real estate markets and all the real estate realities in between. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
You can count on me.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. We are in the final segment, last 10 minutes of conversation here on The Jay Garvin Show, and I'm summing up some of the biggest takeaways from comparing the hottest real estate markets with the coldest real estate markets and all of the real estate realities in between. Here is the conversation. Next week, I want you to tune in after 4th of July weekend, and I want to be the first to say happy Independence Day and 4th of July, because next week I'm going to be talking about demographics in America, and that is the biggest difference between the 10 hottest real estate markets and the coldest real estate markets, because as supply and demand and demographics of buyers, the size of populations and demographics that are purchasing, the baby boomers who have retired and are going into the last working days in retirement right now, and then you have the Gen Xers, which is my age, individuals that are born between 1964 and 1981, and then you have the millennials, which is the largest segment of the supply and demand purchase population right now between, you know, 1981 and about 1999. And then now you have Gen Z, the newest, actually the most enthusiastic buyers coming into the market. And even with the unsettling costs and expense of buying a house, that youngest generation is coming in. And it does depend on where my generation, Gen X, as we're starting to turn 60, where we're going to retire, where are the millennials moving up from these big metropolitan areas into more established suburban cities like Colorado Springs, and then the next generation jettisoning into the market where my son is just coming out of college, and he's only talking about the Austins, the New Yorks, the San Franciscos. It is a supply and demand conversation. But there's also one last tier that I want to focus on, and that is the affordability. The interest rates, homeowners' insurance rates, and HOAs, homeowner associations, all of these things directly affect the affordability of the home. And I want to tell you right now, interest rates are going to start dropping somewhere between this coming month. In July, I predict that there's about a 50% chance, 40 to 50% chance, that Jay Powell, and the Fed Reserve is going to decrease the Fed fund rate for the first time since last October before the election, when it had the opposite effect of lowering rate and increased mortgage and treasury rates because inflation was still considerably higher than it is right now, up to a 90% chance in September and October. So this is the last 6 months that I'm going to talk to you about. Colorado Springs values, on average, are 2% up. Some are a little bit above, some are a little bit below, but it's very steady. Where Denver's is off 12 to 15%. If you're listening in Denver, your window is the best in over 15 years to buy a house right now, if now is the time for you to buy a house. In Colorado Springs, now is the time to buy a house if the time to buy the house for you is now. Because once interest rates decrease, and they will. Now, they're at about 6.5% to 7% right now, and they're never going to go back down to 3% unless we have another foolish pandemic or something like that, and no one can foresee that unless you're Bill Gates, but that's a whole separate conversation.
Oh, no, he didn't.
But as soon as interest rates come down, there have been tens of millions of millennials, individuals right now born between 1981 and 1999. That means the youngest is about 25 and the oldest is just turning 45. I want to tell you right now that as soon as interest rates come down, that generation, the largest portion of the buying market now, is going to flood in, and supply and demand is going to shift back towards the sellers because of the demand. I've been giving this analogy for 20 years. If you've got 10 cars sitting on an automobile lot and 5 people walk in, everybody's going to get a deal. But if 20 people walk in, everybody's going to pay a higher price and half are going to go away frustrated. So call me now at 719-330-1457 to better understand the hot and the cold real estate markets. And like I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them. Can't take any of this stuff with you, just your loved ones. But houses and a balanced budget sure does give you peace of mind. And that's why I'm glad you tune in. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Call me, 719-330-1457 for your next purchase or home mortgage. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Oh, man, no way.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.
Sit down on it and everything will be all right.